section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
And then wearing a hat.
Ren was very good. People don't credit him as much, but
Easy E gets
AIDS.
That too.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Deep Gap, Tennessee, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Mr. Clayton goes to St. Louis, IBWIP News Bulletin, fan feedback, IBWIP Speakeasy, and pressing all the right buttons with your co-host, Mr. Stewart, Mute Jacob, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 264 of It Burns When IIP. I am your host, the Podcasting God. Blake Clayton. There was so many animals dying on that. We have a great show for you this evening, and I'm going to introduce my cohorts. Cohorts? Which is the proper term?
Carhartts.
My first Carhartt put his hat on backwards. He's like, let's do this.
I'll bump the mic if I...
What did Sylvester Stallone...
Over the top.
Yep, yeah, he turned his head around backwards. Yeah.
He turned his head around.
He's in the Poltergeist.
Exorcist.
Turn that head around backwards.
Exactly. Let's welcome to the show, Mute Jacob. Are you going to say hi?
Hi.
I put you on your own mic because last time you were here, you were on a dual mic and I couldn't adjust the volume and you could barely hear you and you said funny things.
Doubt it. But thanks for having me.
Across from me, the fans enjoyed his first appearance and said, bring him back. And so we did. It's the one and only Mr. Stewart. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hold on.
There was even fan feedback about you, which we'll read later on. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And finally, he is the master of ceremonies. He writes all this great material. He loves the chicks, gets down and funky with the ladies, drinks horrible beer just for
the bottle cap.
The bottle cap. It's the one only Bottle Cap Kid.
Hello, my friends. This is a great combination of people tonight.
I think so. I think it's radio gold is what we're
doing. Minus me, Jacob, and Stewart. Just kidding. No, I'm glad. We don't see you very much.
No.
Jacob, no. So it's nice to see you.
That's good to see
Mr. Stewart, you're a returning favorite already, so fantastic.
You know, thank you.
Glad to have everyone here.
Again, thank you very much.
Maybe I shouldn't do the intros anymore. Maybe you should do. I think one time what we should do is we should do
it naked.
Yes, that's definitely.
That is not a new idea, sir.
But I think we should do an episode like 3-4 episodes in a row where everybody takes turn being the host.
Oh, well, that would.
Who wants that job?
Believe me, nobody wants that job.
Nobody wants that job.
Okay. It's not a fun job.
We don't do this for fun.
That's not why we do it. We do it for the blunts, 40s, and bitches.
That's right.
That's all we do this for.
Yeah. And when do I?
At the end. At the end.
Okay. All right.
I've learned my lesson. I don't ever give out the merchandise at the beginning.
Okay.
Well, damn it.
Those are all fun things. One fun thing I like to do is travel abroad. Sometimes I like to go from Central Illinois all the way to St. Louis. Yes. Blake, you did that recently. And it's funny because you and I spend a fair amount of time together, and you always go off on these your own little adventures, and I don't know about it. Why don't you tell me about the time you spent recently?
Yes,
in
St.
Louis.
Tell us about St. Louis.
Well, me and Molly took a no kids, no dog weekend and went down to St. Louis for her work. They paid for a 2-night stay at a hotel down in St. Louis. So hey, you got to go, right? And we decided to cram in as much stuff as possible in those 2 days. So we get down there. We went out to dinner at Lone Star because there's one in Bloomington.
Lone Star?
Ooh.
Yeah. Went to St. Louis and ate at Lone Star?
Yeah.
The fuck is your problem?
This is starting off very bad.
I'm mad.
Then the next morning we got up and we went to St. We ate the Continental free breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat that, right? And it was double free because we didn't pay for the room, so it was like the freest of free breakfast.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we
it's
went
almost
to,
like they, you know. Never mind.
It's just like that.
It's just like
yeah.
that. Then we went to St. Charles, the old, there's like one road that's cobblestone
old.
And old, and has a bunch of shops and stuff, and we went
like antiquing?
Kind of. It's more of like just like, hey, rich people, here's the same five stores over and over.
What are you
and
doing
over.
There then?
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly. Molly wanted to go, and we went and we bought some soap.
Decorative soap?
No, like custom-made soap.
You gotta hit up Jeff from Couch Pilots. He makes his own soap. Remember that guy?
Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for him to send us some after we mentioned it on the show. I didn't.
He thanked me in person, but made no mention of other free soaps.
We talked about, on the episode that was released today, we talked about his naked wife. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to hear something about that.
He just quit the job, so I will maybe never hear from him concerning his nude wife.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So we decided we had planned we were going to go to the Cardinal game.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple weeks before, we went online, and I haven't been to a Cardinal game in a long time, and there was all these things where you could buy, like, parking passes, and I'm like, ugh. I was like, you know, I haven't been there in years and years and years. Maybe this is just easier to do.
Is it bad down? Because I know Chicago is deathly expensive for parking. Is St. Louis the same way? Is it that bad?
Well, it depends on where you are in Chicago, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Is St. Louis that bad, too, though, do you know?
I think so.
Is it pretty bad?
Yeah. Well, any major city.
Right, and I thought to myself, I said, maybe it's better to guarantee that I'm going to have a parking spot next to the stadium as opposed to try to wing it.
Right.
So we went on a line on StubHub, and I got the tickets, and then we also got this parking pass. And the company – you replied again. Oh, that's even better. Keep replying, people.
What are you talking about?
ParkWiz.com. So you go, and that's the company that runs these parking lots around the stadium. And you can get this parking pass online, and you get this little barcode, and it guarantees you a spot
right.
in that. And it seems...
It makes sense.
It makes complete sense to me. I'm like, okay, well, at 4 o'clock, I can go down there, and I can park in this spot that I know I'll have, and I won't have to worry about finding a place. And
we'll be
all
driving around endlessly or
right.
blah, blah, blah.
And so
blah,
I think I paid $36.
Not too bad.
I thought it wasn't too bad.
That's reasonable.
So we get... And this is basically...
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, I know.
That's a bitter pill for me as well. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
I was paying for the guarantee. I was paying
right.
for the guarantee.
Yeah.
Since I hadn't been down there in a long time, I didn't know how it worked anymore. The new stadium, I'd only been there once. And so we get down there, and we on the GPS, we put in this parking lot, right? Because it had an address. So we get down there, and it's just a parking lot. It's almost completely empty. We're only there like 2 hours before, and it's like – maybe 7 or 8 cars. I mean, it's this humongous parking lot.
Oh, boy.
So, GPS says, okay, you're here. I'm not helping you anymore. There's nothing else to do.
Right.
There's no sign that says Parking Whiz or, anything like, Parking Whiz parking lot or anything like that. So I just pull into this parking lot. Where I pull in, you would think there would be an attendant. Even at the Civic Center, there's an attendant at every
right.
entrance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
There was no attendant. So I'm like, okay, well, where do I park? Because they're all numbered, but I was like, I don't know if somebody already reserved
exactly.
275
right.
or what. So we see this lady on the parking lot next to it, and I said, so Ma gets out and goes over and says, hey, we got these parking passes. Who do we talk to? And she's like, oh, I'll go over to the other side where the entrance is on the other side of the parking lot. So I get back in the car, drive all the way to the other side of this parking, this huge parking lot, and there's these two nutmegs, okay?
Yeah.
And she says, ask them. And I said, okay. So I get out of the car with my piece of paper, and I'm like, hey, am I on the right parking lot? I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, where do I park? Well, you just put that in your window. You just park. He's like, over on that corner, the boss man is over there. I was like, the boss man is over there? And the other corner. So I have now hit 3 of the 4 corners of this humongous parking lot that's bigger than a football field. So I drive over, and there's a guy opening up one of those parking things where you get the sticker you put in your money.
Right, right.
He's got it open, and he's messing with it. And I get out of my car. By this time, I am just livid. I went through St. Louis traffic, got here. I'm agitated already. I usually get agitated, I've been told. And so I said, I get out of the car and I walk up to him, and you know, he doesn't turn around or anything. He's still working on, you know, very intent on working on this piece of machinery. And he goes, I go, so are you the boss man, with my air quotes? He turns around and goes, yeah, what you need? And I was like, I have a piece of paper that says I've paid to park here. Where do I park? Yeah, just park at any of the ones that have a cone in it.
What?
Right. That's what I said. I said, what? He said, oh, any of the spots that have a cone in it. Okay, I saw four spots with cones in them. Here's the thing. Basically, I paid $16 extra for somebody to put a cone in a parking spot.
To make sure it was there.
To make sure it was there. And there was still 150, 200 of them open.
So you could have just shown up.
And I could have got it for like $20.
Oh. That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
So I go,
out of towners.
I go, okay, I'm going to park over in this one. He's like, cool. So I assume that when I say I'm going to park in this one and it's only 20 feet away from him, he's probably going to walk over there, take the cone out of the middle of the parking spot.
Oh, no.
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 He decides, so I have to go over to this parking spot, take the cone out. I just throw it. At this point, I'm livid. And I pull in, and so we go. So online, the next day, they said, hey, how did you enjoy?
Rate your experience.
Exactly. Out of 5 scars.
five scars being the best.
Oh, of course.
Yes. So I gave it a 1 scar, by the way.
Oh.
Was there a no scar option?
Here's what I wrote. I was very displeased to pull into a lot that was not marked that it was a park-wise lot. I had to go to 3 corners of the lot to find a, quote, the boss, unquote, to tell me where to park. Then, quote, the boss, unquote, says, you can park anywhere with a cone, unquote, and didn't have the politeness to move the cone for me as I was getting back into my car. I will never use ParkWise again. That seems... I wasn't filthy. I wasn't rude. I said exactly what had happened.
Absolutely.
Had you come down at this point? Because at the time, you were livid. Did you sleep on it after, and then later you got the rating request?
I was still mad. I still was very mad about the situation. So then I got an email back. Today I got an email back.
What'd it say?
I'm getting there. Oh.
The end. You'll never know.
Hi, Blake. That's my name. Thank you for taking a moment to let us know how your parking panned out. And I'm sorry to hear about your less than ideal experience. We take all customer issues extremely serious, and your feedback is greatly appreciated. We've passed this feedback along to management at St. Louis Cardinal Lot. I guess that was the name of the lot.
That must have
creative.
Been, you know, the boss there.
Right,
you know.
The quote-unquote, the boss.
The boss,
right, yeah.
So they can address this accordingly with the on-site attendant and to make certain that mishaps like this do not occur again. The last thing we want to do is to provide a frustrating parking experience. So I'd like to extend an offer as something of an apology.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. I've applied a $5 credit to your account.
Hot damn.
Next time you use ParkWise, the credit will automatically apply at checkout.
Here's the thing, though, right? Because you paid $16 extra. If you don't use them at all, you're still going to save another $11.
Right,
exactly.
My sincere apologies again, and please don't hesitate to reach out to you if you have any questions or if I can help in any way. Oh, you can help me.
Shove that credit right up your butt.
Right. So I thought to myself, self, when am I this is the first time I went to St. Louis in 5 years.
Right.
Okay?
I thought you were just down there for the expo.
Oh, yeah. But that was not in St. Louis.
Okay, my bad. Whoops.
So I replied back. Thank you for getting back to me. It is nice to know that ParkWise does read their evaluations. I also want to say thank you for the gesture of the $5 credit onto my account. However, I am from out of town and do not frequent St. Louis on any type of regular basis. this was a special weekend. This is me trying to. Right, this is exactly. Me trying. At this point, I was like, okay.
You're going to butter the living daylights.
I'm going to butter this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
This was a special weekend getaway with just me and my wife. Instead of having a $5 credit go to waste, please think about applying it to someone's account that is possibly handicapped or a youth organization that
you.
May use your service.
Look at you.
Wow.
Damn.
If Parkwise does sincerely want to make this issue up to me and my wife, passing it forward to someone in need is a much better way to do this.
I think
thank
I just
you.
Heard Nobel calling.
Thank you for your time and efforts. I'm thinking, how hard can that be?
Wow. Yeah. Look at you.
That makes sense. That's not something that's out of the ordinary.
I'm sorry, but no. We cannot pass along a credit that we gave to you to somebody else, blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what they sent back, correct?
Here's the reply.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Blake. Thank you for writing back. If you're unable to use the credit added to your account, unfortunately, we cannot apply it on someone else's account. We cover many major cities and airports across the country, and that the credit does not expire, so there's no limitation on when you can use it. If you have any other questions, let me know. So basically, I was dissatisfied, and I never give people ratings. Like, I would never use Yelp because nobody reads those. Nobody cares what you think. So here's a company that supposedly cared enough to write me back and give me a $5 credit on a $36. Here you go. How about you just refund me the $5.
Right. Just give it to me.
Don't even give me the $6.
Don't give me a credit.
Yeah, don't
give
me
it back.
Yeah,
to me.
Just,
right.
Because a credit it means I would just have to use your damn service again, which is what they want.
Well, of course.
You know what this is like? This is like when you get a gift card for $50 and you use $48.50 on it, and you don't want to let that extra $1.50 go to waste. So you not only do you use the last $1.50, but you use another $10 on top of that of your own
right,
money
right.
To make sure you get. So you're just gonna give them more money eventually. That's all that comes down to.
Yeah. It's a Ponzi scheme.
All you have to do, exactly. All you have to do is see the next person that uses your service and requests a handicap spot. Take a $5 credit off there. How hard is it?
Well, they're obviously difficult. You know.
Fuck them.
Boy, I tell you what, when I named this section Mr. Clayton Goes to St. Louis, I took it from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the Jimmy Stewart movie.
Jimmy Stewart, love Jimmy.
Very positive message.
Absolute classic.
Absolute classic. Positive message. I thought this was going to be an excellent story. It's not. This is a real downer, and I'm sorry this happened to you, Blake.
Off mic, I'll give you the other bad part of the story.
Oh, boy. I was wondering what those stack of divorce papers were all about.
Jacob, what would you have done in this situation? Would you have just said, fuck it, when you got there? Would you have been irritated?
I would have been irritated, but it takes a lot to piss me off.
Sure.
So I probably just would have gotten over it, watched the ball game.
And paid your $9 a beer.
No, I wouldn't do that.
How about $7 for a hot dog?
Probably not.
No.
Okay.
That's
ludicrous.
Highway Robbie. Highway robbery.
Highway Robbie?
Highway Robbie.
Love Highway Robbie.
You know, oddly enough, we're interviewing him on the next show.
Stuart.
Yes, sir.
You work for Uber.
I do. I was going to suggest it, actually.
You obviously deal with customer satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah.
If you and your lovely wife were going to St. Louis and you had the same issue, what would you have done?
Well, number one, I wouldn't have tried to park near the stadium. I would have Ubered or taken a cab or done
from
something
where?
Else. From wherever I was staying. I mean, I
was staying 20 minutes away.
Well,
and if there would have been traffic, it would have cost me $100
for a cab, not for Uber.
Do they pay by the minute or by the mile?
It's distance times time.
Distance times time?
It's distance and time. And not times time. It's distance and time.
The theory of relativity.
And so it's like a third.
That's how Uber gets their prices.
No, it's like a third of the cost of most cab companies. Literally. So a $50 ride from a cab would maybe cost $12 from Uber.
Adds up.
I guess I should have used an Uber.
Yeah.
Well, I had mentioned that, and Molly said, well, I don't want to wait for an Uber after the game.
St. Louis, Chicago, big cities, you cannot throw a stone anymore without hitting an Uber car.
Huh.
I mean, cards on the table, you should be throwing stones to begin with.
No,
right?
You shouldn't. No.
Okay.
But, theoretically.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, Jason, I know how you're going to answer this, but because I know how you are, how would Would you have been upset about this situation? I know what you're going to say is, I wouldn't have used the service in the first place. I wouldn't have paid for parking. I would have walked 17 blocks and paid $5. I know you.
As it is well documented on the show, my frugality. Here's the thing. Like, I wouldn't have used the... if that happened to me, I probably would have been a little salty as well and that said, hey, you know what, big boss man? Go move the cone or something. Because I just had it out yesterday at a Mexican restaurant about someone who didn't take my coupon. So, I mean, I would have been pissed off, too.
Sure.
I've
seen you almost hit an old man at a restaurant.
And you know what? It really is only about 55, 60 years or older. Those are the only people I'll fight.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have fought this guy.
Was he 60?
No. Under.
I probably wouldn't have fought him. I'm sorry that happened to you, Blake.
I'm sorry. Shit happens.
Hello, I'm Stuart, your reporter for the evening, and I'm going to read all the news that is not the news. I don't even know which one to start with, but here we go. I'm going to start with something a little lighter. More than 300 that would any less stanky, or is that okay?
This is a blackberry cider from Crown Valley Brewing.
Oh.
Hard cider.
Okay. All right. Well, you were smelling it like
out of Missouri.
It was wafting your bouquet or whatever. That
yeah, is. I always yeah. try. I try to get a feel for the beverage before I consume it.
Okay, fair enough. Can I?
I wasn't trying to interrupt.
No, I understand.
By all means.
Okay, I just yeah. All right. So on a lighter note, more than 300 reindeer are killed by lightning in Norway.
How does that happen?
At once. Here's the story. More than 300 wild reindeer have been killed by lightning in South Norway, officials said Monday, in the largest such incident known to date. The 323 reindeer, including 70 young, were found on Friday by a gamekeeper on the Hardanger David. That's as close as I can get. Plateau. A national park where Europe's largest herd of some 10,000 wild reindeer roam freely.
Oh, there's 10,000 of them, only 300 of them died? No, why are we even talking about this?
It was one bolt of lightning, but it was a bolt of lightning!
It was very, very frightening.
So Thor got pissed, okay?
Right.
Thor,
you're such an asshole.
He got a little lit, you know. Yeah. I mean, Natalie Portman dumped him again. So there were very strong storms in the area on Friday. The animals stay close together in bad weather. Ah. And these ones
weird report.
Was hit by the lightning. An official from a Norwegian environmental agency, Kjørdenhusen, told AFP, reindeer are social creatures, usually moving in packs. It's unusual. We've never seen anything like this on this scale, Hjutsen said. Norwegian authorities have yet to decide what to do with the animals. We're going to decide soon whether to let Mother Nature run its course or whether we'll do something, he said. Of the 323 reindeer killed, 5 had to be put down due to their injuries.
You can do like a Dicks and Mounts thing?
Yeah.
There you go.
And just let them all rot?
Yeah, just let them all kind of sit right there. Yeah.
Okay, doesn't lightning have to touch something metal to initiate something?
No.
I think lightning just wants to hit the tallest point of an area. And if they have big antlers on the field, maybe it attracted it.
If it's raining, the ground is wet, they're all standing in one area, it hits that one area and goes out from that one area, it's bound to shock.
I've got a theory, though, on what happened.
You do? What is your theory?
The global frequency.
we always talk about, you know, when something horrible happens, like a Hurricane Katrina or like a big mass shooting. Mm-hmm. Like recently, there's a gay club down in Miami, you know, a big massacre.
Horrible.
And all the religious groups said, these are gay guys. All this homosexuality, God is punishing people. I have a feeling that all these reindeer were all gay reindeer, and God just said, that's it. We're wiping them off.
You know what? I think it was probably, and this is just a thought, I think it was
an anti-union movement. They were actually in a union against Santa.
Oh.
And, you know, this was their leadership. And Santa was like, I'm not having this shit.
So it was like Christmas mob action.
It was a hit. Yeah. It was an organized hit on the reindeer.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What,
that sounds a lot cooler.
La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah. What would you do if you stumbled upon or walked upon over the prairies of Norway and you found all these dead reindeer? Jacob, I mean, they don't know
how much time do I have?
Long enough to do the humpy dance.
Now? On the show?
When you actually, I was just going to say. Yeah.
No, I mean,
Jacob's like, I'm going to fuck them all if I got time. if they're still warm, I'm fucking the shit out of them.
Some reindeer.
They can't kick you back and they can't put their antlers up your, you know. But they're saying they don't know what they're going to do with them. What would you do? What would you do?
I would probably just leave them. Just leave them.
That would stink.
Yeah.
Well, who's hanging out in a reindeer preserve?
I mean, who visits a Hardangervidde?
Yeah.
That's true. That's very good.
I've never heard of it.
No, I've never been there.
Personally. And now I don't plan on it. I don't want to get my lightning.
No, I don't want to.
So you leave them.
I would leave them.
You got to imagine that's going to.
But you could probably harvest their antlers. Yeah. People would pay for that shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Reindeer antlers?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Stuart, what would you do? Leave them or
leave
gut them?
Leave them.
Antler them or no?
Nah.
Just leave them.
Yeah.
Would you take up money to make a sign to post as
here lies the remains of the reindeer union.
And then it can become a Pokestop.
There you go. Oh, better yet.
Is there a reindeer Pokemon?
A Poke gym. Yes.
A gym. Yeah, got to do the gym. So, yeah.
A Poke graveyard.
A Poke graveyard.
I'd protest it with a sign that says God hates fags like you taking your theory and running.
I mean, that's a great idea.
You put a little swastika on it as well.
You got to just make sure you contact the people from the Westboro Church.
Yes. Right.
I mean, I think they actually have that trademarked now.
Do they?
So you can't use that anymore. Yeah. So,
that should be free domain.
Should be, but it's really not. Westboro Church has done way too much. Moving on. 30-year-old man volunteers for the first human head transplant in the world. Yes, you heard it, folks. First human head transplant in the world. Last year, famous Italian neurologist Dr. Sergio Canavero surprised the world when he decided to perform the first human head transplant in the world. He announced that this huge procedure will happen in December of 2017. Canavero has recruited a head surgeon. A head surgeon.
Yeah.
Just a
head
surgeon.
That's the technical name.
Head surgeon.
I got a problem with my shoulder. No.
You need a head
surgeon. Read the name tag.
Yeah, head surgeon.
Head surgeon only.
To lead this historical process, or hysterical, depending upon your point of view, all of this may sound like something out of a science fiction movie. Oh, really? I saw it in The Man with Two Heads years ago with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, come on.
The head that wouldn't die?
Or that one, Or
that's a shitty movie.
Mars Attacks.
Also a shitty movie, yeah.
Very shitty movie, yes. But there is one man who is hoping that this operation will improve the quality of his life. How could it? Okay, a 30-year-old man from Russia called Valery.
He's got all the shit names.
Spiridonov. Donov. Valery Spiridonov. Is the first volunteer for the operation in the hope of living a normal life. Mr. Spiridonov is a computer scientist who suffers from a very rare motor neuron disorder.
Oh, I hate
better
them.
Known as the Wernicke-Hoffmann disease.
Yes.
That's how
this
I know
disorder,
it.
Right. You should have said that at the beginning. So at the beginning, I would have had it out.
Yeah, well, you know. Wernicke-Hoffmann disease. This disorder causes motor neurons to fail. This leads to muscular atrophy and, in some cases, difficulty breathing and swallowing.
He's one of the. I saw a picture of him. He's one of those guys. His face looked normal, but the rest of his body is all kind of like crumpled up and shriveled in a wheelchair. He's probably like, "Get me out of this hell!
Right.
I will do anything to
have
a normal body."
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Is you're going to die.
Eventually, he'll end up talking something like this.
He become a fish?
No, Stephen Hawking. You know.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, well, have you ever heard his computer voice? I mean, literally, Stephen Hawking.
He picked the fish on the computer.
King of Atlantis.
At this time, there is no any treatment for this condition.
Hey, I hit copy. I hit paste.
This just screams. Why not just what kind of a body are they going to put his head on?
He doesn't care.
Could it be like a
woman's body?
A woman's body? Could it,
God, wouldn't that be awesome? Well, if you had a man's head and a woman's body,
you'd be unstoppable.
Fucking oh god. Yes.
Okay, but here's the problem.
You'd be an immortal.
That's already happening in Thailand.
That's true. Transgender.
Androgyny.
Yeah. The lady boys.
All of you lady boys with me today? Which body and which head would you combine?
Oh, well, that's
a
tough one.
If like you're trying to build the perfect, either, I don't know, like a perfect person, like sure. Say a Dolph Lundgren or even a female, who would you put together?
That's tough. That's tough.
I would use my head.
Yeah. On your body.
No, I don't like my body anymore. Scarlett Johansson's body.
For what? What would you get done with that?
I would fuck myself all day long.
It's a masturbatory masterpiece.
Oh yeah, I would end up killing myself from masturbating too much.
Could I fuck you?
You could. Jacob, you can fuck me now. I don't have to.
You could have sex with him with your body in Scarlett Johansson's head.
That's awesome.
She'd be like, "That's what it's like to fuck myself."
And I'd be like, "For some reason, the curtains don't match the drapes on this guy."
That would be weird, because as a man with a man head and a man body, you want to have sex with a woman's head and a woman's body. All you heterosexuals out there, but to have that swapped, wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird.
If you had a woman's head, but you had sex with a man's head on a woman's body, that'd be pretty weird.
It would. That constitutes.
Let's all agree.
I've got nothing. I mean, I've got
no.
No, I've got nothing. Speaking of having sex.
All right.
We'll do one more.
Man films himself having sex with a McChicken sandwich. Makes everyone feel sick.
I love a McChicken.
I love a McChicken.
I do like
mustard.
A good McChicken.
I get a McChicken only mustard.
You get it with mustard?
Well, they usually come with just like lettuce and mayo.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't like mayonnaise.
Oh.
What?
And I don't want E. coli, so I don't need lettuce.
I think it's fine the way it comes. Throw in a slice of tomato.
If you okay.
Mwah.
Why are you kissing your fingertips? Do you know where they've been?
No. I know where they're going to be.
He's getting ready to fuck a McChicken. All right, here. If you're tempted to learn why the term is trending on social media, just leave it. No good will come from Googling McChicken today. And somebody is going to Google McChicken. You can't go on Twitter or Facebook without being reminded of the delicious McDonald's sandwich and wanting a bite of that crispy chicken, lettuce, and mayo all lovingly presented in a delicious soft bun. Well,
dun, 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 dun.
You might not be so hungry when you find out the reason it's being talked about. And you definitely shouldn't Google it. Go ahead.
Working on it.
Me, Jacob, is furiously
keep your lunch
typing
down.
Google.
Well, it turns out that a video of a man having sex with a McChicken sandwich was posted online and has gone viral. I'd say it's gone a lot more than viral.
Is he just jerking off with a sandwich in his hand? Is it laid on the bed with like a nightie on?
I don't know because I haven't looked.
Really romancing his food?
Yeah.
Hey, if you can romance the stone.
No one can quite believe it, apparently. It has caused no end of confusion, disgust, amusement online, though. Actor and director Seth Rogen shared his thoughts on the incident, saying he hopes his new movie, Sausage Party, has in no way inspired it. For one thing's for sure, you're probably safe on Twitter, which has been filled up with reaction to the disgusting act. But whatever you do, don't Google it. Or you might just stumble across a video you don't want to see.
You know, it's
you have been warned.
This is a lot harder to find than you're making it sound.
Seth Rogen, Seth Rogen comments on it, which means he
probably
watched it.
Watched
How
it.
Great would that be to know that Seth Rogen has watched you fuck a sandwich? The power of the internet.
Yeah.
I just saw the next door neighbor bring in like 6 gallons of milk. It's just him and another guy that live there. Why do you need 6 gallons of milk?
It's so cheap right now.
They don't even have
that.
They don't even have a stove.
How do you know that?
I see things.
All right.
Jacob, nothing?
I'm work. I'll get it.
Okay.
He'll come back.
Let me see that guy fuck a chicken.
Very good job, Mr. Stewart.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, folks. We'll revisit that later. No one knows better than the good, solid folks here at IBWIP about how to put together a well-structured and entertaining podcast. Except, of course, for all the successful podcasts out there.
Nice.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com. including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake@ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
But yes, welcome back, and enjoy the rest of the show, especially this commercial for our best friends over at Rocky Top Vapor. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? It'd be one thing if it was just the smell or just the cost, but those two combined, man, I am tired of it. Look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. I know I am. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. I'm not going to rest until I have a huge tank like a backpack on my back. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. I've actually seen them at Rocky Top Vapor build a coil in front of my face when we were there last year. It's incredible. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere. Again, I can attest to this. Probably the most. It's cleaner than my house, which is saying something. A friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They are located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at rockytopvapor.com, and don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off of your entire order. We'll see you online, folks.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy, oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies. While others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics. All with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
If you like horror movies, you should check out S&M Radio. An exciting thing happened to them recently. They went to one of these horror expos in Chicago. Mark, the other guy that does the show, like said hey to one of these famous actresses from like a Friday the 13th or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And said, paid, to get her autograph and her photo right with her or whatever. And then he was like, and the line wasn't big, obviously. He's like, hey, would you be willing to read the screenplay?
And so Mark, the M in S&M Radio, has written his own screenplay?
Yeah, he's written like four or five horror screenplays.
I did not know that about him.
Yeah, I didn't know it until just recently because I listened to the show. And so she's like, send me a physical copy, of it. Here's my P.O. box number. He sent it to her, and then they were recording last night, and Shannon posted on his Facebook. He's like, nothing better than getting your recorded interrupted by a phone call from whatever her name was. So I guess I haven't heard all the details yet, but this girl, like in the middle of them recording SM Radio, called that Mark guy, I think, about his script.
Nice. That's way cool.
That's pretty cool. That is really cool.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yay.
Go Mark guy.
Check out SM Radio.
It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Stuart, you know that show, right? Blue's Clues.
Yeah,
I do too.
Sadly,
I love that show. This is a segment that we never do. We hardly ever do fan feedback because nobody ever writes any. But we've had a plethora. I love it when I can use that word.
Plethora.
A plethora of fan feedback recently.
A resurgence in fan interaction in the
show.
Sure,
yeah.
Excellent.
And so me and Jason, there's about 10 of them here. It was crazy. We've been saving up for a couple, like about a month we've been saving them up. But
pinching the hose.
Yep. So we're going to go ahead and read these. You want to go ahead and start with one, Jason?
I would love to. Connie in Austin writes, "Ooh, Jason is my favorite part of the show. Can't believe he is single. I'm available. Is he interested? My OKCupid screen name is heavy_hairy_horny.
There you go.
The last one is okay. I don't care too much.
Heavy, hairy.
Look me up. I mean, I'm not getting a lot of hits so far, so I mean, I may have to stoop to this.
Well,
that's fine. I mean,
could
that's
be okay though.
It is. It does qualify as feedback.
It is feedback. And yeah, okay.
Huh. Here's one. Big E from Pekin, Illinois asks.
We know him.
Mr. Stewart sounds like TV's David Cross. How many times per day do you hear this, and is there any relation?
No.
No?
No.
Has nobody ever said you sound like David Cross?
No, not really.
I had three people.
No kidding.
I honestly had three people say that you sounded like him.
No, wow.
I do not think you
well,
do.
That's,
how about
I
that?
I think you sound like Greg Proops.
Ah.
Well, I would go more that direction as well when I listen to my own voice, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about David Cross. Maybe a little in there sometime. Maybe. I don't know.
Is that what he does?
Yeah. I don't know what he does. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Todd in Queens. Like the only Queens I know is New York.
Sure.
I don't know. There may be another Queens out
there. I know a couple of Queens.
Yeah? Where are they from?
Locally. I mean, they're nice guys.
Local Queens?
Yeah.
Todd from Local Queens says, I've been listening to IBWIP for a long time, waiting for it to get better. Todd, I mean, it's been around for like 9 years. So,
yep.
I mean,
going on 9 years. So
he's gonna have to wait a while, probably.
Well, he's had some staying power there.
Right.
He's been around for 9 years.
I appreciate the dedication.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
He's the
intestinal fortitude, if nothing else.
Right. Conrad from California asks, it's a fact that Mute Jacob's return is interesting. Any chance he'll start his own podcast on the FCF network? Maybe Sex with Jacob?
Sure.
Really?
I would be down for that.
You would be down for your own podcast?
Yep.
A weekly podcast where you talk about sex in a conversational yet intelligent manner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very mature.
Mature audiences only.
Yeah.
What do you think that first episode would be called? Anal, y'all? Anal sex, y'all?
I think it would be great to sit in on the board and have you run your own podcast. Even
oh, it would be a nightmare.
It would be excellent. I would love it.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead there, Jason.
Sure. Ashley in Champaign, Illinois says, since Jacob has been appearing on the show lately, I am to assume he is single. If so, here is my email, gingerpuss18@aol.com. So, I mean, not only do you have a prospect here, but also the last holdout for AOL.com.
Awesome. Absolutely.
She can be the first guest, and me and her can have sex, and you guys can listen.
Is that what the show is?
Yeah.
Just people listening to your sexual grunts and moans?
Hey, that's a great podcast. Just push record on your phone. Nobody will know.
No. That's great. That's
those girls won't have a clue.
They're internet stars. They'll love it.
Colin from Hotlanta asks.
Hotlanta.
Dustin. Dustin's not here. Dustin, my girlfriend and I are toying with the idea of moving in together. What is the best and worst thing about living with your lady?
I thought that was a question that all of us could probably chime in
sure.
on.
Sure. The best part is... okay.
So he's struggling to think of a good part.
The worst part is you're with them all the time. You never get time to yourself. You see what they look like. You smell their breath in the morning. You get upset when they don't pay their half of the bill.
It's heavy on the negative.
Yeah.
Heavy on the worst part.
But that's all I've got.
What about the best part, though? What was that again?
Can she cook?
Oh, there you go. Cooking, dishes, and laundry.
There you go.
Okay. Stuart, you've been married for how many years?
300 or 400
Yeah,
wow. Something like that.
What is the best thing and worst thing about living with your wife? She's not going to listen, so you're fine.
No, she won't, actually. She boycotts anything that I do.
Like, I met that Blake guy one time. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. No, the best thing about living with my wife is that there is somebody around all the time. And the worst thing about living with my wife is that there is somebody around all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Jacob?
What? No, you pretty much covered it.
Okay.
I don't want to live with anyone.
Ever?
Ever.
Now, eventually. I mean, how old are you right now? 24?
I'll be 29.
Okay, 29.
Thank you.
Okay.
He's just got a very young...
Sure. Oh, he's strapping.
Fuckable face.
Fuckable face. In about 5 years, you don't think it would be time to settle down?
No.
Really?
He's not looking for that.
I got cats. That's enough of a commitment for me.
He's got all the pussy he needs.
Right, exactly.
You know, I just sometimes. Right. You know? Yeah.
Jason, do you have a update or a feedback?
A fan feedback?
Or
I have feedback on the current question. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
I think the key to a good relationship and living with someone is plenty of square footage and two DVRs.
Right. And like I said, we're currently looking house hunting and, you know, which hopefully it's going to be ramping up very quickly. We got some things cleared off the old credit report. But that's what I said to her the other day. I was like, you know, one of the big things, she's like, well, you know, this one doesn't have a basement. No. We have to have two floors. We have to have two floors. I love her to death, but we have to have two floors.
You need a manhole.
I don't think that's what they're called at all. The man cave, right? What's
that? Well, mine is a hole.
Is that what the queens that you know call it?
Well, yes.
All right. What, you got any more fan feedback, or are we done?
No, I got one more. Oh. It says,
you have one more?
Yeah, you made me cross out the one that was the same that you wrote. Oh. fourth wall demolished. Ben in Boston says, you guys are so funny. See, that's how you know it's fake. You guys are so funny. It's great to see people with disabilities doing a podcast. First of all, how is he seeing it? Second of all, thank you.
People with disabilities.
Oh. Kelly from Santa Fe, New Mexico asks, who in the hell do you think you are? Jacob, who do you think you are?
Just an average white guy.
Yeah.
You're actually red.
I am. I'm hot.
I have the air conditioner on. Is it not hot? Not enough?
High blood pressure, man. Oh, cool.
So your heart may explode at any time.
Yep.
It's okay.
That'd be interesting.
Stuart, who the hell do you think you are?
I have no idea. I pretend to be more and more people every single day. Starting to get crowded in my head.
Oh, boy.
Jason, we already know who the hell you are. Let's just do the last one here.
Fair enough.
Michael from Rapid City? Rapid City, South Dakota asks, mute Jacob, what is your advice when looking to purchase a home?
Walls, a ceiling.
Yours didn't take very long.
No, I'm not.
First
picking,
house?
Yes.
3 minutes.
Walls and
pretty
ceiling,
much. I mean. First house I looked at.
You know.
I said, good enough.
Good enough.
Ain't no bitches gonna live here anyway.
Nope. There's no neighbors.
Is there a place to put the cat box? Good. Fuck it.
You live on the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
You like that?
I love it. I can pee off the porch.
And do you?
Oh, yeah.
That way sometimes I go outside just to pee. Bodies.
Oh, okay.
He has plenty
what are you
of acreage
doing with bodies?
To hide the bodies.
What don't you do with them?
Was there a big lightning bolt that hit your house?
Sure.
Whew. Good fan feedback.
Right, very good.
Thank you, everyone.
You want me to play the intro again?
That's called an outro.
Yes, an outro.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
When it comes, I want to wail.
Oh, I love Blue's Clues. I'm so excited about Blue's Clues. Okay, we're going to... This next bit never works.
Let's do it. Sounds great.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble? Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
It's a very rustic version of Scott Joplin.
Yes, that's what we were going for.
You were going for rustic?
Hey, we nailed it. High five it.
Well, Dustin has come to the studio, so we can go maybe save this fan feedback for the next episode.
Okay.
Let's get things cracking.
He's getting things cracking. Okay, this is IBWIP Speakeasy, what we do. It's kind of a little improv game. I start a sentence, and we try to go through a story, and everybody does a sentence or two, and we try to keep it going as long as we can before it gets totally ridiculously dumb or somebody goes, So we're not going to start with Jacob.
Whoever did that?
I think I did.
Is that part of Jacob's podcast?
Yeah. Bitch.
I would never say bitch.
He respects his hose too much.
That's right.
Young lady.
And that's another episode. Good night, folks.
Okay, so I will start off a sentence. We'll go counterclockwise, which means Jason will go after that, and we'll just see how this goes. It could end really quickly.
All right, let's get a story going. Let's weave a tale that's endless,
okay,
and timeless.
After a very, very, very heavy storm with tremendous amount of lightning, I was walking through the woods, and I mysteriously came upon.
Not three, not four, but 500 dead possums. And I thought, what could have done this?
When from out of nowhere came Bill Murray. And he said, possum, you earned this.
The end. So Bill Murray picked up half a dozen of the dead possums. Possum?
Opossum.
Okay. And threw them in a sack, slung it over his shoulder, and he headed to town, where he
quickly went to the local tavern, and because he frequents parties all the time, and he came in to the tavern, and he slammed the bag of how many possums? Half a dozen possums. It would be six possums onto the bar. And he said, bartender,
fill up my glass. This one's on the house. As per the possum ransom, $5 a head. What Bill Murray didn't know is that I was following him. And it turns out the possums were taking over the town, and that there was a ransom on each of the possums.
And that particular ransom, of course, was worth quite a bit more than the $5 a head. Bill, finding out that each one was worth well over $5,000 a head, decided he would
return to the scene of the crime, where there were a lot more dead possum for him to harvest. So he took five more.
So we're at 11. Oh, 11 possums.
Yes. And then he took them to the ransomer. Where you go to collect your ransom for possums.
The ransom store.
That's it.
Oh. But before he could leave the forest, I stopped him. And I said, Bill... Have you been drinking? You only have 11 possums. These are worth $5,000 a piece. I've got a great plan. Me and you are going to go into business together.
And so we did.
Fuck.
We fucked. And that was the gentleman's agreement as our verbal and sexual contract to our business, where we would take all the possums in together and split the profits 50-50.
Oh.
This is not another episode of Jacob's podcast.
I think we've just hit a wall.
Okay. Wall has been hit.
Uh-oh. Yay. What'd I do?
You broke me.
No.
Was it the sex with Bill Murray that broke him?
Yeah.
He was asking for it. He earned it.
Cinderella story. Well, we've got some release dates coming up here. So we've got the release schedule for episode 262, Clown Bukkake, is now available. Episode 263, Come Fall. I'm sensing a theme with these.
Come Fall was, there was a gap right in the middle, right in the middle of that episode. There's probably 40 minutes in the middle of that episode was probably the funniest on IBWIP in a long time.
Okay.
Fair
enough. It's, Come Fall is also now available. And episode 265, our next episode, inevitably titled Chicken Seizure Salad. It's hard to say. Will be available on Friday, September 9th. And don't forget, Tuesday, September 6th is Read a Book Day. If I haven't read a book by now, I sure as hell aren't going to start today. What?
This makes me so happy.
Also, Thursday, September 8th is National Date Nut Bread Day. If a man and a loaf of nut bread want to go out on a night on the town, who am I but a lowly podcaster to stop them? And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, and or suggestions, and they will be read live in front of Mr. Stewart's class. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, then we'll see you in detention, mister.
Ah, I like that. It says, no, you knew he was going to read.
It's almost as if.
Mute Jacob, hat on backwards, found the video of the man masturbating.
Yeah.
Which is what he was doing.
He wasn't screwing a McChicken. No, he was just rubbing buns on his dick.
Right. Buns and mayo.
Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's this huge black cock.
Yeah, just...
nothing I haven't seen before.
On this podcast, we call it a nutmeg. Nutmeg dick.
It was a nutmeg dick.
A nutmeg dick.
Good. It was disgusting. Good. Look it up.
Yeah, it was not good.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I always have fun.
Aw. Anything you would do differently with this podcast?
I wish that when I knew we were going to tell a story, I would have thought of some ideas maybe. I'm terrible at coming up with stuff on the fly.
That's what your last girlfriend said.
Oh,
nice.
Mr. Stewart.
Yes, sir.
Head of the class. All that fan feedback.
Oh, yeah. I'm flattered.
I'm just going to start calling you Mr. Cross.
I'm absolutely flattered that people believe that.
Did you enjoy yourself this evening?
Always, yeah. Okay. I enjoy these sorts of things, so yeah, absolutely.
These sorts of things.
Yeah. Podcasty sort of thingy, talky moments.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time and efforts.
Yes, thank you.
Jason, do you have anything you... Oh, I'm sorry. Stuart, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah. Movie show theater, actually. We are... I think we can still be found on iTunes, but it's another podcast that I'm a part of, and my buddies Jimmy Malone and Ben Snowden and myself, we talk Snowden. Movies. We talk movies. Yes.
Snowden's a very controversial name.
I know it, right?
Can I make a request for a movie to be watched?
Sure.
Six Pack with Kenny Rogers. And I'd like to be on the show.
And I will never do this podcast again.
Thank you very pretty much. Heavy-handed it's a good, request.
He is a race car driver, meets up with six orphans, and it's a great show. How do you know when to stay?
Jimmy will love you. Because he puts me through so much hell with some of the movie. He picked a movie called The Room. You've probably heard of that before.
They're making a major motion picture behind the scenes thing.
Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A classic.
I died inside.
It's a movie.
So I'm going to post that request on your
please,
podcast Facebook
go right
page.
Ahead. I'll even, you know, I'm recording with them a couple of nights from now. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
well, thank you for fitting us in.
Oh, hey. Anytime, sir.
All right.
Anytime.
Tell all the students we said hi.
I will.
Jason.
Yes.
Thank you very much for all your efforts this evening.
I was busy today for a long time getting this stuff ready.
Why do you wait till the last minute?
I'm a busy lifestyle.
No, seriously. Why do you wait till the last minute? You really don't have a busy lifestyle.
I do. I have toads.
Oh, my wife sent me a picture of Eli holding a toad today and said, does Jason need another toad? And I said, no.
That's probably a good answer.
Because I didn't think you want to take responsibility for yet another.
How many toads do you have?
How many toads do you have?
Two.
Oh.
You know what they say?
Two toads.
You know what they say?
Yeah.
Two toads.
I guess, you know.
Do you have anything that you want to promote?
God, why do you do this to me every
time? Because you're the host. Otherwise, yeah. I would do it every time.
Listen to Couch Pilots.
There you go.
IBWIP. It's on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. So is Couch Pilots. So are a lot of great shows. Blake and I, every Monday, so one that was just released today, the day we're recording this, of television shows that had one and only one episode, we break them down. We put you in the mindset of the year it was released. We give you behind-the-scenes information. Sometimes we even contact the stars and the writers and the directors. Mm-hmm. And we give you a bunch of great information. It's a lot of fun. They're usually terrible. But we have a great time doing it.
We recently had the biggest week ever for...
an unexpected spike in listenership.
Yes, and we had Drunken Lullaby numbers.
I don't know about that.
Anyway. All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for enjoying the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Subscribe to us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. And tell your friends. And if you want to send additional fan feedback... it's Blake@IBWIP.com. Thank you very much, folks.
As summer comes to a close, we look back at all of our perfectly tanned and toned beach bodies and shudder to think how they'll inflate to twice their size come winter.
Come winter.
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come.
Oh, Bukkake, I read that wrong.
You want to give me lovin', and you want to give me some?
A little turtle dove. I don't think bukkake is a bad word.
I don't.
Is it like on the scale of rape? Like saying the word rape?
I would think not.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Jason Tosher. Executive produced by Blake Clayton.
Then is it bad?
For more information and content,
they cancel each other out.
Okay, cool.
To me, if you give a girl bukkake, it's saying, you know what? I care about you.
Yeah.
I feel close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bukkake is okay if you go get the towel for them. If you make them get it themselves,
yes,
then you're kind of disrespecting
them. Yes.
Picture this.
Okay.
Christmas morning.
Oh. I'm going to love this.
Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Good. So far, so good.
With my parents and my children.
Getting better.
The word bukkake came up, of course, as it's wont to do so in Cards Against Humanity. And my mother, my lovely mother, not knowing what it was, and following the rules of Cards Against Humanity, said, I'm going to look this up.
Nice.
It was not.
What are you doing? Why are you playing with her?
It was fun.
Okay.
I would play Cards Against Humanity with my mom.
You pick on your mom.
So would I.
My mom's cool.
I'd play with your mom, too.
My mom has been on this show and pronounced herself the blowjob queen.
That's why I would play with her.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, dear Lord.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.